The whiskey industry, or at least parts of it, are speaking out against the author of a popular whiskey guidebook. The same guidebook that just chose an Alberta rye as the best in the world. The Whiskey Bible by Jim Murray has been published yearly since 2003. It's got a lot of influence. But its critics are pointing to how Murray speaks about women as a major problem within it. Even the owner of Alberta Distillers, which took home Murray's top prize this year, is now unsure it wants to be associated with the win. Andrew Ferguson is a Scotch expert and the owner of Kensington Wine Market. He joins us for more on the story. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, David.
I've heard about the guidebook. Can't say I've ever flipped through it or read it. What kind of descriptions are people concerned about?
Well, so he updates it every year, and he'll rate popularly available whiskeys as well as rare ones. And the whiskeys are really described in his own words, whatever comes to his mind. And a non-insignificant number of them use very lewd and graphic descriptions of sex and objectify women. And there's a lot of people in the industry who've, you know, been avoiding an association with him for a long time because of it.
This isn't new. Is it? I mean,
no.
This is something that Jim Murray has been known for a long time, I would imagine.
Yeah, it definitely has been known. I think where the disconnect has been is that people who are deeply involved in the industry and passionate about it have known it for a long time. The disconnect is where I think marketing companies and the management arms of some of the big drinks companies aren't aware of it. And so when they see, oh, we get, you know, awarded World Whiskey of the Year, like, that's a great soundbite. That's a great, you know, plug that you can put out to push your brand. And they don't really know where that's coming from.
So what did you think when this conversation really started picking up, you know, over the last few days, especially right after Calgary Made Whiskey won?
Sure. Well, and you know, David, I can't remember if it was with you, but I talked with someone about this around 6 years ago when Crown Royal won.
Mm-hmm.
And even back then, a lot of us in the industry kind of, you know, although it was great that Canadian whiskey was getting some international attention, we're not really happy with the source of it, because ultimately it's one person who's being the arbiter of what is good and great in the world of whiskey, which is one side of the objection. But the other side of it is that a lot of us felt that he didn't speak for the industry, and that frankly was embarrassing. And I think what's really surprising this time is that the kind of whiskey subculture who has not been happy with Murray for a long time, their criticisms have finally gained some traction. And in the last 24 hours, you've seen almost every major whiskey company in the world distance themselves from Jim Murray and, you know, frankly, speak out against his language and behavior.
Andrew, you know whiskey better than anyone I know, anyway. And I know you travel an awful lot doing what you do and to try different whiskeys all over the world. In your travels, in your business, have you come across Jim Murray? Have you seen him behave in a way that has caused you concern?
Well, I mean, my first interaction with him was about 14 years ago, and it was here in Calgary. I had him in the store to sign books. And, you know, I had a difficult interaction with him then. I found him bullying. He didn't like anyone questioning his methods. And if anyone even demonstrated they had a base knowledge, he would immediately kind of jump on them. But for me, the breaking point was about 6 years ago. I was at a whiskey festival that I'd been invited to as a guest, as Mr. Murray was. And he was asked to speak to give a tasting. And they asked me if I wanted to sit in on it. And I hadn't been to one of his formal tastings. So I did. And in the tasting, he singled out an attractive young woman to make, you know, a very thin stretch to one of his points about tasting, asked people to imagine her naked. It was just incredibly off-putting and upsetting. I walked out of the tasting, and I've had nothing to do with him since. We haven't stocked his book in 6 years now. We won't reference his scores or his notes because, frankly, he's just not a very good person.
Is this, you know, there'll be people saying, oh, or somebody's just trying to cancel Jim Murray. Oh, people are overreacting. You can't do that in this day and age. Like, nobody can do that in this day and age. And frankly, you shouldn't have been able to do it then. Is it just because whiskey's an old boys club? Is that what fuels this?
You know what? For a long time it was. And, you know, even as a young man, when I started in the industry, I faced discrimination from older men who'd be like, well, how can you possibly know anything? You look like you're 24.
Mm.
My daughter, who works for me part-time, she's 20. you know, if she tries to serve a customer in the store and talk to them about whiskey, what can you possibly know about whiskey? You're just a, you know, a teenage girl. There's a pervasive kind of sexist undercurrent that's there amongst some people in the community. But I think that's changed because, you know, the millennials, the people under 40, under 30 that are now into whiskey, you know, they don't have any time or patience for this. And I think this is why it's exploded now, because increasingly, even in the industry, you have women, not just in positions of sales, but the president and vice president of Beam Suntory North America, whom I met in an event last fall, are both women. You've got women in production. You've got women managing distilleries. You've got women master distillers. You know, these attitudes were never acceptable, but I think now there's a presence of women in the industry that not just those women, but the men who work with them and care about these people are not going to put up with this kind of behavior anymore.
You know, one of the sad parts of all of this is that this very influential publication that he writes just crowned a Calgary distillery with the title World Whiskey of the Year, which would be big news. Does this controversy sour the win?
So, on one hand, unfortunately, I think it does. I think for Beam Suntory, you know, kind of drawing attention to that, it's not a positive. There's no positive outcomes for them in that. However, I think what is good about this is that it has drawn some attention to the distillery, because Canada is kind of like the fifth place whiskey company country. We fall behind all those other nations. We don't get the respect we often deserve. And the whiskey made here in Calgary at Alberta Distillers, the rye, is highly sought after. There's many companies even in the States that rebottle it as their own product at two or three times what that Alberta premium cask strength was selling for. And it's because the whiskey is excellent.
Yeah,
but it's not well known.
And it is. It's excellent. So, look, Jim Murray responded in an article in The Spirits Business saying the condemnation is an attack on free speech, an attack on the essence of being a critic. All right, let him have a say on that front. But I want to ask you, why is it important for you to speak out about this?
I think ultimately it's about inclusivity and fairness. I mean, Jim Murray is entitled to his position. But as a brand, if you're tying yourself to someone who holds these views, you're kind of letting people know, in this case, women, that they're not an important part of your business or important part of your market. It's, you know, he can continue putting out his book and putting out these vulgar tasting notes, and there may be a market for that, but it doesn't mean that it's right. And I really hope that not just the producers, but also retailers who rely on these scores to help sell the products in their stores, I really hope that they will stop doing that, because I think he's someone who doesn't deserve the attention.
Andrew, thanks for joining us on this. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, David. Have a nice day.
That's Andrew Ferguson. He's a Scotch expert. He's owner of the Kensington Wine Market. We did reach out to Beam Suntory, the company that owns Alberta Distillers. In an email statement, a spokesperson said it was, quote, extremely disappointed by some of the language used in many of the publication's product reviews, and that the company was not provided a full edition of this year's Whiskey Bible before it was published. Beam Suntory says it's reevaluating its planned promotions tied to the title of World Whiskey of the Year.